الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, we are on the cusp of farewell and the departure from that very great and that very honored and blessed guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak in the blessed month of Ramadan. It seems only yesterday that we received the news of the Hilal, of the starting of Ramadan, and almost in the blink of an eyelid, before we can realize it, we have now reached the stage where we are bidding farewell to this month. This is indicative of our life in this world, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran succinctly the example of the life of this world compared to the akhirat, Allah ta'ala describes it: كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. That when the reality of akhirat will dawn upon them, they will realize that the life in this world was just one morning or one evening. In fact, the poet puts it quite beautifully. He says, "Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqin." Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqin. Wa'idu fitrihim yawma liqa'i rabbihim. Fasum yawmaka al-adna la'allaka fi ghadin tafuzu fi bi'id al-fitri wan nasu suwamu. وقد سمت عن لذات الدهر كلها وقد سمت عن لذات دهر كلها ويوم لقاكم ذاك فطر صيامي. He says, our entire life in this world, our entire life in this world, شهر صيام المتقين, is one month of Ramadan. Allah says one morning or one evening. The poet says the life in this world is one month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, many of us have become what we call seasonal worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That great sage of Islam, Bishr Hafi rahimahullah, someone made an observation in front of him once, that inna qawman yata'abbaduna وَيَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. إِنَّ قَوْمًا يَتَعَبَّدُونَ وَيَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. They described a group of people that behaved in an exemplary manner in the month of Ramadan. يَتَعَبَّدُونَ. Not يَعْبُدُونَ, يَتَعَبَّدُونَ. يَتَعَبَّدُونَ gives you an image of where a person makes such ibadat almost as if he makes holes in the musalla. Finish themselves. يتعبدون ويجتهدون. And they made great mujahada in the month of Ramadan. Allah wala, people of Allah's ta'alluq, very often we mention the hadith, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa'innahu yanduru binurillah. That fear the firasat and the inner wisdom which Allah blesses a believer with, because he looks with the nur of Allah. Someone comes and makes an observation like that to us, mashallah, subhanallah. How great that these people have exerted themselves like that in ibadat. Yet what was the reaction of this great sage of Islam? It was Shibli, not Bishr Hafi, Shibli rahimahullah. What was his reaction to this observation? He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ إِنَّ الصَّالِحَ الَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدْ وَيَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا. He said, how terrible a people they are, how unworthy, how despicable a people they are, who only recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. Allah doesn't give us air to breathe only in Ramadan. Allah does not shower His favors and His mercy and His countless bounties upon us only in Ramadan. The life of this world is so short. So he says, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ, how terrible a people they are who only recognize Allah in Ramadan. The true lover of Allah, the true ashik of Allah, the true slave of Allah, true piety, أَلَّذِي يَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا, is that one who every second, every moment of his life is filled with this concern, is my Allah happy with me? Is my Allah happy with me? In fact, ulama ikram write, they say, ikhtitamul amal, the completion of a amal is with what? With celebration? With taking one's foot off the pedal, which with feeling that I have reached now, I can relax now? No. They say, ikhtitamul amal is with istighfar. Complete your amal asking Allah for forgiveness. Logically, this doesn't make sense. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Read salah like I read salah. Read salah like you see me reading salah. The gradient of salah was the salah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like that every other amal. And it is the consensus of the ulama of the ummah that the closest salah to the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the salah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Yet, in other words, the best salah of the ummah, that person who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his lifetime insisted through wahi, that only this person can take my musalla in my presence. Such a salah, such a personality. And yet, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says that, Ya Rasulullah, I reached the end of my salah, I am sitting in tashahud, in the last sitting posture of salah. What must I do? The best salah of the ummah. And yet what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell him? How must you complete the salah? What must you do? In other words, no one in this ummah can make a salah like this. And yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, say, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَاغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Literally translated, what does this dua mean? That, O Allah, I have oppressed my soul excessively. إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا. I have oppressed my soul excessively. And no one but you forgives sins. So forgive me, I am beseeching you, you are the most merciful, you are the most kind, you are the most compassionate. The Salaf Saliheen, our spiritual guides, giants, they never became complacent at the end of an amal. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Kunu liqubul al-amal ashaddu ihtimaman minkum bil-amal. Alam tasma'u qawl Allah ta'ala, innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqeen. He would say, be more worried whether my action is being accepted by Allah than the action itself. Malik bin Dinar, al-khawfu ala al-amal, Allah yutaqabbal ashaddu min al-amal. He used to say, the fear that Allah is rejecting your amal. that I have no need for such an amal, such a fast, or such a salah. He should say the fear that Allah is rejecting your amal is harder than the amal itself. To complete that saying of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he should say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلْ أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ اِهْتِمَامًا بِالْعَمَلْ. Be more concerned. Is Allah accepting? Is Allah accepting? Tomorrow, 1 or 2 days' time will be Eid, we'll be celebrating. Has Allah accepted? Have you not heard that Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا, many times I say this, إِنَّمَا, إِنَّمَا is كَلِمَةُ الْحَصَرِ, self or self, only or only and only. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts from the muttaqeen, from those with taqwa. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَأَنْ أَسْتَيْقِنَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي صَلَاةً وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولْ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He used to say, if I had this conviction, if I had this conviction that Allah, leave 30 days or 29 days of fast, leave khatam of Quran, leave my dawat and tabligh, leave all the other amal, if I had this much conviction in my heart that Allah has accepted 2 rakats of salah of mine, is more beloved to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because for acceptance in Allah's eyes, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah accepts from the people of taqwa. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions in his kitab about the Salafi Salihin, كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. 6 months before Ramadan they used to make dua to Allah. They used to make dua to Allah for 6 months before Ramadan that Allah must keep them alive to experience the month of Ramadan. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. Then after Ramadan, for the next 6 months, they used to make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must accept the amal of Ramadan. Allah gave us this month for taqwa. Allah gave us this month to connect with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we are drawing towards the dying embers of this month, this is not a time for us to become complacent. This is not a time of satisfaction. This is not a time of relaxation. This is a time to be even more worried. Has Allah accepted or not? If you look at the lives, what greater example? ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. The second of the two, when they were in the cave, referring to that incident, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as his sati, as his companion for hijrat, chooses Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A journey that is fraught with danger. Month of September, Islamic month, the month of Safar, the calendar had not been started yet, but if you calculate backwards, round about the 26th or the 27th of Safar. So there is no moon on that night, pitch black. Medina is towards the north, Ghar Thawr is towards the south. Yet, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr, in a cloak of secrecy, there is a price on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100 camels, na'udhu billah, for who kills Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes Abu Bakr is in front, sometimes he is behind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, what is happening? Why is it sometimes you are in the back or sometimes you are in the front? He says, Ya Rasulullah, when I perceive the danger is in front of you, then I put myself in front. When I perceive the danger is behind, then I put myself behind. So that the danger befalls me first. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were trackers. That they're just looking at the imprints in the dust. They could determine the direction a person went. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking, crawling on his fingertips to try and throw the trackers off. Even with that, the trackers still reached the mouth of the cave. But because of that manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is traveling, by the time they reach Ghar Thawr, the mountain of Thawr, the Mubarak feet, the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are bleeding profusely. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unable to scale the mountain. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, puts Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam onto his back, scales the mountain till he reaches the mouth of the cave. It's pitch dark, like I said, 27th of Safar, there's no moonlight on that night. A possible impending danger in the cave, Abu Bakr places Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down outside, goes inside himself. Sees a few holes in the cave. Starts filling them up with whatever he has. Finally reaches a point that he tears off his amama, he tears off his kurta. Uses his clothing to fill those holes. Then he gives permission to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see what Abu Bakr did. The next day, as the curtain of the night is lifted and the rays of sunlight start lighting up the desert, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam notices Abu Bakr's kurta is not there. Abu Bakr, what happened? What happened to your kurta? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I feared possible impending danger, maybe something of harm. So I used my kurta to fill the various holes in the cave. At that time, tears enter the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks to the heavens. And he says, oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. There and then Jibreel is sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the basharat and glad tidings that Allah is happy with Abu Bakr. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr. And Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. Thaniyathnain, إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. A personality like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, give me the chance and the opportunity. Everything that I did my entire life. What did he do? In his Khilafat, Islam spread to 2,200,000 square miles. 4,000 Jami masjids were established. The nur of Islam was almost enveloping the world under the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, give me this one offer. Everything I have done my entire life in exchange for the one night that Abu Bakr spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that cave, gladly I would exchange it. That kind of position, that kind of status. Yet, one day he looks at a pigeon. Tuba laka ya usfur, ta'kulu min al-thimar, wa tatiru fil ashjar. Mubarak to you. Mubarak to you, O pigeon. You are eating from the fruit. And you are flying in the trees. La hisaba alayka wa la adab. You don't have to worry that the day is going to come when you will have to give account in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hisaba alayka wa la adab. Ya laytani lam ukhlaq. Abu Bakr would say, if only I was not created bashara as a human being. Ya layta ummi lam talidni, if only my mother never gave birth to me. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'dad, if only I was a blade of grass and some animal ate me up and I did not have to give account in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glad tidings upon glad tidings, glad tidings upon glad tidings. Yet, my respected listeners, no complacence. They never sat back, they never took it for granted, mashallah, I've reached. Right up till the last second, the worry, the concern. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and with that personality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Allah is looking at my Sahaba with pride on the day of Arafah. And Allah is looking specifically at Umar radiallahu ta'ala and with pride. رَأَيْتُ قَصْرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. I saw a palace in Jannah made out of rubies, diamonds, emeralds, sapphires. Beautiful palace. فَذَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لِي. I thought it was mine. فَذَهَبْتُ أَنْ أَدْخُلَهَا. I was almost about to enter. It was said to me, إِنَّهُ لِفَتَمْ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. Ya Rasulullah, this palace belongs to a man from amongst the Quraysh. When I asked whose palace it was told to me, this is the palace of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So much of glad tidings, yet أَخَذَتْ تِبْنَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. One day he picks up a blade of grass, looks at the blade of grass and said, if only I could have also been a blade of grass. يا ليتني لم أخلق بشرا، يا ليتني كنت نسيا منسيا، يا ليت أمي لم تلدني. عمر، عمر, whose name would strike fear in the hearts of the enemies of Islam, picks up a blade of grass and says, if only I could have been this blade of grass, that some animal could have ate me up and I don't have to give account in Allah's court. If only I could have been a forgotten entity, nasya mansiya. Ya laytani lam ukhlaq bashara, if only I was not created as a human being. If only my mother had not given birth to me. At the time when he is leaving this world, wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru. He takes qasam on Allah. He takes qasam on Allah. By the qasam of that being besides whom there is no deity. I wished anna li ad-dunya wa ma fiha laftadaytu biha min hulil muttala. I wish I had the wealth of the entire world. If I had the wealth of the entire world, I would give everything as a ransom because of the fear of what lies ahead. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. My respected listeners, the life of this world is too short. Just yesterday we saw the Hilal. One or two days' time we are going to see the Hilal of Eid. And like that, our life is going to go away. Many people, lockdown regulations, we don't know. But normally the practice is on the day of Eid to visit the graveyards. Very often I say this, go and look at those plaques. Go and look at those nameplates. So and so, my father, my uncle, this relative, that relative, Allah make them maghfirah. Read the dates on those. Read the dates. Think of last year's Eid, where we had it. Which family member enjoyed the Eid with us last year is not here this year. Normally we had our group that used to sit in the masjid in one corner at the time of iftar. This year at the time of iftar, while we were eating those dates, did we not think of those one or two people that used to sit with us that are no longer amongst us? Are we going to live till another Ramadan? Allah gave us this month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to become muttaqi, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we be, have we achieved that? Can we sit back and relax and feel that we have been accepted? The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, unfortunately already we've run out of time, a sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُرْنِي بِأَمْرٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ مُرْنِي بِأَمْرٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكْ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, tell me something. Tell me something in Islam. What is Islam? Islam is the whole Shariat. The Quran, more than 6,000 verses. Hundreds and thousands of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire 23-year nubuwat life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, in all that, give me one nichur. Give me one essence, one thing I can hold on to. مُرْنِي بِأَمْرٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَا أَسَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكْ. That such a thing tell me, Ya Rasulullah, that I don't have to ask anything more. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I believe in Allah. Come on to Iman. Come on to Islam. Come on to firm and conviction of the belief in Allah. And then what? ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then have istiqamat on this. Do not be a seasonal worshipper. Allah didn't give us Ramadan so that we only worship Allah in Ramadan. Allah didn't give us Ramadan so that we cover that shaitan box in our homes only in the month of Ramadan. Allah didn't give us Ramadan that we desist from ghibat and backbiting and picking on others only in Ramadan. Allah didn't give us Ramadan so that we don't speak lies only in Ramadan. Allah didn't give us Ramadan so that we stay away from haram only in Ramadan. Allah didn't give us Ramadan so that we make our five times daily salah with jamaat only in Ramadan. Allah didn't give us Ramadan so that in the dead of night we get up and cry before Allah and we open those Qur'ans and we read and we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and we make that ibadat and we shed those hot, hot tears only in Ramadan. To have this mindset, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ istiqamat, istiqamat, istiqamat. Persevere after the month of Ramadan. Persevere after the month of Ramadan. In fact, ulama say that is the sign. Tawfiq from Allah to persevere on these amal for the next 11 months of the year is a sign that the amal of Ramadan has been accepted. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. To complete that poem, the poet says, this life, this entire life in this world is 1 month of Ramadan. And Eid al-Fitr, the day of Eid, the day when we open our roza, the day when we open our fast, the real day of celebration, Eid al-Fitrihim, يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ, is the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. So for the short space of time. How short? One morning, one evening. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. Allah give us the understanding. He said, فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. For the short day, fast from that which Allah made haram. For the short day, tie the ihram of Ramadan. For the short day, apply and finish yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ. So that tomorrow tafuz. You will be in maja. You will be enjoying. You will be celebrating. وَالنَّاسُ سُوَمُ. And the others will be fasting. What type of fast? Swimming in their own perspiration. Allah protect us. The sun brought 1 mile over the head. وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا. He says, I stayed away. I was hard on myself, on the lazat, on all the invitations that are there out, that are there, tempting me towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا. وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ. And the day when I meet you, my Allah. The day when I meet you, my Allah, فَذَاكَ فِطْرُ سِيَامِ. That is the day I will open my roza. Because then Allah will be smiling at us, and we will be smiling at Him. اَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Almost in the blink of an eyelid, this great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is with sadness, it is with a heavy heart that we should bid farewell to this month of Ramadan. With concern has Allah accepted us. With concern over the manner that we did not spend this month correctly. And with that azam and intention in our hearts that whatever little was done in Ramadan, we have to make that effort that it permeates for the next 11 months of the year. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiran.